ICF report predicts the pace of demand growth to speed up, written by James Downing and read by an automated voice. ICF International is projecting another rise in the rate of demand growth as more data centers seek to plug into the grid in the coming years, with a 25% increase from 2023 levels by 2030 and 78% by 2050. The growth trend is rapidly accelerating, potentially leading to the greatest era of load growth since post-World War II nationwide electrification, according to ICF's report, Rising Current, America's Growing Electricity Demand, released May 20. 2 years ago, national forecasts predicted 1.3% annual electricity demand growth through 2030. ICF's report predicts 3.2% annual growth for the same period. A circumflex. ICF's numbers are higher than other recent forecasts, such as the U.S. Energy Information Administration calling for 12% demand growth by 2030 and 60% by 2050. That forecast does not include the latest projections from PJM, ERCOT, MISO, or SERC Southeast. A circumflex. The difference between the Energy Information Administration forecast and the forecast in this report further illustrates just how quickly demand growth forecasts are changing, the report says. A circumflex. The report predicts peak demand will grow 14% by 2030 and 54% by 2050. It also predicts higher bills, as the industry will need to add about 80 gigawatts of capacity per year between 2025 and 2045, up from an average of 40 gigawatts over the past 5 years. ICF forecasts that residential rates will go up between 15 and 40% by 2030, depending on the region, and could double by 2050. Peak demand is crucial because utilities must ensure they have the infrastructure to deliver enough electricity at times when it is needed most, even if that level of electricity is only needed for a few hours on a few days per year, the report says. A circumflex. Historically, most of the grid has peaked during the summer, but growing electrification across the U.S. could shift those peaks, so it is essential for utilities and other stakeholders to adapt to new patterns of electricity use, the report says. A circumflex. Overall demand is growing at a faster rate because many of the data centers and manufacturing facilities coming online run around the clock, which will require more baseload generating capacity and demand-side management. A circumflex. The growth rate is not being felt the same everywhere, with the report saying that in the near term, the Dominion Zone in PJM, Southern COES Service Territory, and ERCOT's West Zone will have the highest increases in demand. Those areas are averaging 7.1% overall annual demand growth through 2035, while peak demand is expected to grow by 5.6% annually over the same period. A circumflex. Demand growth has significant implications for reliability, with the report showing that much of the country could see reserve margins slip below their targets by 2030. That issue could be exacerbated by supply chain hurdles. To be clear, the U.S. is unlikely to run out of electricity, the report says. New generation capacity will be built in the coming years, with ISOs like PJM and MISO already working to fast-track new resources that make reliability contributions. Ultimately, if grid stakeholders can't ensure enough new capacity is coming online, interconnection requests from new load sources could be denied to reduce the risk of reliability issues. A circumflex. New generation is going to require upgrades to the transmission and distribution systems, which also take time. The near-term demand growth could prove most challenging, as load could come online more quickly than new generation can be added or the grid expanded. A circumflex. Maintaining strong reserves will require reviewing new generation projects in the queue, increasing output of existing generation, and extending the life of existing power generation, the report says. A circumflex. The industry could use virtual power plants and demand response to help deal with the supply issues and wring more out of the grid with technologies such as dynamic line ratings that can increase capacity under most conditions, the report says. A circumflex. All projections come with uncertainty, and ICF said several major factors could impact its predictions, including artificial intelligence becoming more efficient and an increase in fossil fuel production, making traditional generation more economic. President Donald Trump's tariffs could curtail economic growth, or firms might relocate manufacturing here to avoid them. Another major issue is the fate of federal tax credits for generation and efficiency. A circumflex.